Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 38. If you're grieving, you know that grieving is tough work. It's something you don't want to do. It's something you just as soon get rid of. Yet it's something that we all go through at some point in our life. It's unavoidable. I'm not sure it's ever really over. One way that I've found that helped me was to have someone that I could speak to. Someone who would listen to me non-judgmentally. Someone who might offer me tough love in those moments when I needed tough love. And someone who just can be there silently when I needed to be silent, just alone with my thoughts. That person for me was M. We all need an M in our life. Someone who won't judge us. Someone we can trust. Someone who cares about us. A good friend and a good human being. I hope you have an M in your life. If you do, it will help you get through the process of grieving and to get on with your life. And to begin living a full life again. Em and I arrived simultaneously in the coffee shop parking lot. We pulled into adjacent parking spaces. On the way into the coffee shop, I told Em about my metaphor of stumbling forward and how it described my days. I was pretty proud of it. She smiled and said, "I like the metaphor, Ray. Stumbling forward describes how I felt during my periods of intense grieving. When I stumbled forward, I chose to pass through grieving's doorway and stumble forward knowing I had to learn new ways to live. I learned to do many things Peter previously did for me. I didn't want to learn to do them. I had to stumble forward and I had to grow." I agreed with what Em said. There were lots of new things I've had to learn. I had to learn to take care of the money. Babe always took care of it. I never worried about it. It was always there. I had to learn to cook. I had to learn to clean the house. I had to learn to press my shirts and pants so I'd look neat. I had to learn to fold, sort, and deliver all my clothes to make sure my clothes were clean. I'm learning all those things, and I'm getting better at all of them, and not passing them off to anyone. I want them. I want to become an expert in them. That's a goal that drives me forward every day. I refuse to become weaker. I choose to become stronger. M said, "It's an enormous amount of strength and courage to keep stumbling forward." It takes an enormous amount of strength and courage to keep stumbling forward, M. When you're required to learn something new, Ray, it's tough. When you don't quit and persevere and learn, you become stronger, more independent. You understand you can take care of yourself. You learn you can overcome the torrent of suffering and transcend it. You're an exercise nut, Ray. You must be familiar with the workout phrase, "No pain, no gain." I nodded my head. And she continued, "The simple phrase might apply to all of life when we have to change." I knew that was true because I taught a change class. I wrote a book on change. Change is difficult. The most difficult part of change is taking those first steps into the unknown, not knowing where your next step will be. We sat quietly for a moment. Chatter surrounded us. The baristas were taking orders. The aroma of fresh brewed coffee filled the coffee shop. The silence was good for me. I became more aware of what my senses experienced. I felt myself relaxing for the first time in months. And broke the silence. "Take it slow, Ray. Life unfolds as God wants it to unfold." "Em, I agree with you. But I want to run, and I want to run fast. I want it to unfold for me in the next minute. I'm like a little boy waiting for Christmas, and it's only October." Em laughed, gave my shoulder a pat. "I only speak from my experience, Ray. My experience is similar to yours, yet it is different. What I hear you saying is, you don't want to wait for life to unfold for you. You're tired of taking small steps. Tell me where I misunderstood you." "Okay, Em, I admit you got it right. How will I know what I'm to do and when I should do it?" "It doesn't matter if your steps are small, Ray. It doesn't matter if you trip and fall. When you stumble forward, dare to rise and take another step. Each time you rise and courageously face your suffering, you look to the future and signal to your mind and body you choose to live. Don't count the times you stumble. Don't count the times they hurt. One day you'll wake up and realize you're walking without stumbling. You'll stop walking and doing whatever you're doing and give thanks to God. Until that moment arrives, continue to stumble forward. Continue to fall and rise. I do have a short Chinese proverb for you. Talk does not cook the rice. That's a good proverb, Em. I'll remember it. Em has the best laugh. It's real, it's genuine, and she's laughing at me. What? Em shook her head. I've got to go. Process everything we talked about, right? Let's meet in a couple of days at Jim's for breakfast. Ciao. And she's off again. To where? I never ask, but she's going 100 miles an hour. It felt good to smell the coffee and realize I was smelling it, the deep, rich flavors. It was good to know that stumbling and falling down, it's a good thing when you rise again and keep going forward. Much like a baby learning to walk. The baby stumbles, falls down, doesn't stay down, or the baby would never learn to walk. The baby gets up and goes on. Sometimes the baby cries, and the mom is there or the dad is there to console, but encouraged to walk on, much like Emma's doing to me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope each time you stumble, you have the grace to get up, smile, and keep walking forward. You can do it. I'm doing it. And each day, we'll get better together. God bless you. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.